A five-day conference on Holocaust-era assets, the final major event of the Czech EU presidency, came to a close in Prague on Tuesday. Representatives of more than 40 countries around the world adopted the Terezín Declaration, a set of guidelines aimed at providing better care for Holocaust survivors, as well as easing the restitution of property stolen during the Holocaust. Jan Richter has more on the story.
The Prague conference has been the biggest and most comprehensive event ever held on Holocaust-related issues. Delegations from all EU countries, the United States, Israel, Argentina and other states agreed that two major concerns in particular deserve attention of the international community: social needs of those who survived the Holocaust and the restitution of private property taken away or sold under duress during the Nazi era. Stuart Eisenstadt, who led the U.S. government delegation at the conference, says that while it's impossible to achieve full justice, some things can and should be done.
What we have to do is what I call imperfect justice. We have to do the best we can 60 years later to keep this on the world's agenda, to keep the attention focused, to try to deal with a whole variety of needs that were never addressed before, like, for example, private property restitution, like the social needs of survivors. We found now that in Israel, in the United States, in Central Europe, that large percentages, even in the U.S., in New York City, over 30% of Holocaust survivors are living at or below the poverty line. So we've put for the first time at the Prague Conference the social needs to the forefront.
The conference ratified the Terezín Declaration, signed by all the participating countries and representatives of the European Commission. The document contains a set of non-binding guidelines aimed at a faster, more transparent and open restitution of both communal and private property that has been taken away during the Holocaust. Stuart Eisenstadt again.
There are very few countries that have developed adequate private property that is immovable, real property, restitution laws. And one of the things that is a central focus of the Prague Conference is just that. That is an issue which has not been addressed by any of the previous four international conferences.
The first comprehensive multi-country document of its kind also suggests that heirless property should be used wherever possible to fund care for survivors. The document commits countries to better monitoring of anti-Semitism, improved access to archives that facilitate looted art research, and to allow for the easier return of looted art. Tomáš Kraus is the secretary of the Federation of the Jewish Communities of the Czech Republic.
Já si myslím, že ta konference byla velice úspěšná, protože
I think the conference was a huge success because 46 countries managed to reach an agreement on a certain principle. That should open up ways to certain issues a majority of politicians and members of the public consider to have long been settled and forgotten. Well, it turns out that's not the case.
For the first time ever, the Prague Conference on Holocaust-era Assets also set up a special institute to oversee these efforts. The European Shoah Legacy Institute in Terezín will be located at the former ghetto where tens of thousands of Jewish people suffered during the Second World War. Its funding is yet to be determined, but Stuart Eisenstadt says it needs to start working now.
The institute, according to the terms of the declaration, is mandated with the authority of 46 countries to develop a series of best practices and guidelines in some of these very difficult areas, like, for example, specifically private property restitution with a deadline of no later than 1 year from the close of this conference, June the 30th, 2010.
And that was Stuart Eisenstadt, the United States delegate to the Holocaust-era Assets Conference, and he was ending that report by Jan Rick.